Hello, my name is Camilla Colombo. I am a curator and the co-founder of OM, which is a Brussels-based organization working at the intersection of arts and sciences.
And you're putting on this show called Tell the Truth, but Tell It Slant, which is a phrase from a poem by Emily Dickinson. Now, what does that mean and how does it apply to this show?
Yeah, that poem is a starting point of the exhibition. It's a poem in which Emily Dickinson invites the reader to tell all the truth, just not bits of it, all of it. But being careful with it, so going in circles, turning around it, not delivering it directly, because truth is too much for us little humans.
As you say, truth hurts.
Truth hurts, but is also incomprehensible, because the same way we cannot really grasp the immensity and infinity of the universe, we cannot grasp something like the truth with a big capital T. It's not meant for humans. Emily Dickinson says that it needs to be delivered in a way, the same way that adults explain scary things to children.
So the slant is presenting the truth sideways, as you said.
Yeah, in a way, exactly. In the second line, she says that success in circuit lies. It means to really, in French, there is an expression that says tourner autour du pot, meaning that you need to turn around things and not approach them directly. And the same thing goes for, it's valid for truth.
So this is a scientific / artistic presentation. Can you give me some examples of some of what these artists have done?
Yeah, the exhibition presents the works for a total of 21 artists. Some have collaborated, and some are purely artistic work. Some others exploit certain technologies like deepfake, or machine learning algorithms, or micro projection, and that are developed to expose certain scientific facts or the manipulation of certain scientific facts. And on top of that, there is an entire room in the exhibition that is dedicated to scientists. It's a constellation of short conversation that me and my colleague Raoul Sommelier, who is the scientific director of the exhibition, had with 16 scientists and researchers and experts from Belgium and abroad about topics related to the exhibition, and each of them bring up a different aspect or a different angle or a different way of talking about the construction of knowledge. How do we know what we know? What is a scientific truth? What is the scientific method? How many scientific methods are there? How can we know that we know? How can we be sure? What does it mean to keep questioning the construction of this knowledge that is constantly produced and that, at the end of the day, the basis for the advancement of our society?
There is one exhibit where one knows about interaction with the people coming to the show. There's one there which I guess is a computer and artificial intelligence that reads the palm of the hand into the future.
Yeah. That's the work of Matthias Pischer, who is a German artist. And it's indeed a machine that reads palm, and it's an artificial intelligence that collects data from the users, but also from the huge online community dedicated to astrology. And so it recomposes, sort of the way, same way that an oracle does, recomposes palm readings and print them out for you.
And where the truth is in this?
The truth is that we can choose what to believe or not. For a very, very long time, actually, mankind believed, even the Greeks that started science with the study of the natural world, were convinced that the position of the stars meant something and that influenced our lives, and that you can find that in the way that the lines on your hands are disposed, and you can read the future through that. Up to a certain point, we humans made sense of the world with what we had, with the tools that we had. And that's the key romance of this interactive work. It's there to actually creating a meeting point between something that nowadays we consider completely irrational and absolutely not science-based, like astrology or hand palm reading, with something that is hyper-technological and super contemporary, like machine learning algorithm and big data and the big issues with our online privacy and what happens with what we give away of ourselves when we decide to go online.
So someone coming to visit this exhibition is going to have some very deep thoughts about things.
Hopefully. hopefully. There are also very playful things. So yeah, I hope I manage to bring in a good balance of work that are thought-provoking and other that are equally thought-provoking, but in a more fun way and entertaining way. There is, for example, behind us the work of David O'Reilly, who is an Irish artist who created a video game called Everything. One of the best titles I think was ever made, because it's a video game in which it's played on a PlayStation, so the visitors are invited to play and explore the world, this universe that is created in the video game, being everything. So you can start the game being, I don't know, a cow, and then you move around and you find a bush, and you can jump into the bush and you can experience the world as that bush. And then, and that goes on a scale from things, literally things or beings, animated and like in the real world, are animated or not, real size, like normal size, what we can perceive as humans, but also down to the microscopic, so you can down play as an oxygen molecule. Or you can go up to playing as an island, as a continent, as an entire planet, as a galaxy, and then you become pure energy, and you can play as pure energy, navigate the universe.
So absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything, and it's very interesting because this work is informed and a lot inspired by the works and the production of Alan Watts, of which we find many recording and many extracts in the video game. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.